The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Matt Painter. The Boilermakers earned the number 4 seed in the Big Ten tournament after completing conference play with a 12-6 record. Purdue will open the tournament on Friday at approximately 2:30 p.m. Coach Painter, good morning.
Good morning.
Start us out with a quick opening statement, if you would, and then we'll go straight to questions.
Well, I think we had a good finish to conference play, being able to win our last three games. I thought we really played well on the road at Nebraska. The previous game before the Maryland game, Indiana, I thought we played well in the last 7-8 minutes of the game, and just dug ourselves too big of a hole, but turned the ball over too much in that game, and they were able to convert some points. But we shot 58% on the road. We've really shot the ball well here the last four games, and been able to get a great win against Maryland in Mackey Arena, then also get a great win against Wisconsin. So being able to get two NCAA wins, against teams that are going to go to the NCAA tournament was very big for us to close out the season. And then obviously we played really well against Nebraska on the road, which is a tough place to play, and they had a great crowd. And so just, pleased with our guys from that standpoint. I think we're continuing to get better. And, that is important. We've had some other guys step up and really play well. Johnny Hill played well, and Dakota Mathias has played well here the past couple weeks. And Johnny Hill played well in the Nebraska game. P.J. Thompson had a huge game for us and hit 5 threes in the first half and really kept us going. And then I thought Caleb Swanigan had his best game of the year for us, and was a guy we really could rely on going down the stretch in the Wisconsin game to get the basketball and make a good decision, and he was able to get to the free throw line a lot. So, we're excited about it, and, looking forward to the Big Ten tournament, and hoping to play well.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Jeff Washburn with Associated Press.
Hey, Matt. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Just wanted to ask, obviously, Iowa has to get past either Illinois or Minnesota, so you can't put the cart in front of the horse. But in a hypothetical third matchup with Iowa, first two were tales of two completely different halves. Knowing what you know about your team, the way it's playing right now, what kinds of factors would you have to do much better to beat Iowa in a potential third meeting?
Right, I think, the factors that we need to win games really doesn't matter about our opponent. I think anytime we've taken care of the basketball and taken good shots, we give ourselves a chance, and it also really helps us on the defensive end. We stay at a few of our opportunities in transition. But I would say that. I'd say just being able to set the tone in the game and being aggressive and not turning the ball over and just continue to get quality shots. When we continue to get quality shots, our percentage raises, but also our percentage to get the offensive rebound raises, and then we're able to set our defense. And so those factors are really important, and obviously they're even probably more important against a team like Iowa.
Very good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Graham Couch with Lansing State Journal.
Hey, Matt. You've been in the league a long time as an assistant, as a head coach. What are your perceptions of the Big Ten tournament versus the regular season and the importance of those two championships, how you view the tournament? Has that changed over time?
I think it's changed just because there's so many teams in our league. Growing up and really watching the Big Ten in the 70s and the 80s. And obviously you had your true conference champion because everybody played everybody twice. And, that's changed. It doesn't mean it's wrong. It's just, it's different. And now you have the unbalanced schedule, so you always have that debate. And then before, you didn't have your Big Ten tournament. And so, but, I like the way it is. It's, I think you got to be accepting to some changes, and you're gonna have a schedule sometimes that benefits you, and you're gonna have a schedule that doesn't, and it's just kind of part of it. You got to be able to weather the storm, and but then you got to be able to use the Big Ten tournament to hopefully help you, And sometimes you can get through there and make a nice run, and then it leads to something and you play better in the NCAA tournament. Sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes there's a lot of different, you know, variables that go into it, and you just have to, you know, go in and play well. But I think they're both have a lot of value. I just think the value's now a little bit different. It's not, you know, the same because of the imbalanced schedule, and then there is something to play for, obviously, with the Big Ten tournament. So I like it, and so, but I think everybody's probably has a different opinion on it.
Thank you.
No problem.
Our next question comes from the line of Brian Newbert with Gold and Black.
Yeah, hey, Matt, how are you?
Good.
When you look at the shooting percentages the last four games, what's changed that they have been so efficient offensively? It seems like guys are even sort of, you know, obviously being more aggressive, but also kind of carrying themselves differently a little bit. Is that something you're seeing?
Well, I think for us, you know, we got to push the basketball, and even though we have size, we have to get into offense and just be more efficient in what we're doing. I think you saw that at the end of the Indiana game. We've been able to, since then, play well and offensively and do some things. And we always emphasize that, you know, pushing the basketball, whether you can get an easy one or get a wide-open look right now, it allows you to flow into your offense. And we will run a lot of sets at times. We run more sets now because of our size than in, you know, trying to get the ball inside and really playing off those guys. And I think they're making better decisions. I think our big guys are making better decisions. And then our guards are doing a better job of just shooting the ball in rhythm, mm-hmm. and not having predetermined thoughts. And, you know, that really helps. There's no question when guys just let it come to them and they just take what the defense gives them. And then I think some people are, you know, I think they made P.J. Thompson prove it the other day. And he stepped up and, you know, made some huge shots for us. And they gave a lot of attention to Haas and Hammonds, and I think that opened up some things for Swanigan. So, you know, when we play games, you know, we played Iowa at their place, and they stay pretty low and try to help with the big guy. And P.J. Thompson had a good game at their place. You know, our guards really shot the ball well the first meeting against Iowa and Mackey in the first half and really gotten into a rhythm and how they do stuff. So people are going to do something of some capacity in terms of their size. You know, we just don't allow them to play one-on-one all the time. Very few people have done that here in the past month and a half. When they have, we just try to get those guys as many touches as we can, mm-hmm. and play through them. When they don't, then we got to be able to make the next play, make the next read. And guys got to step up and, you know, make plays and make shots outside of our bigs. And when we do that and take care of the ball and take good shots, you know, we're going to shoot a good percentage.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, no problem.
Our next question comes from the line of Chad Lutzikow with Des Moines Register.
Hey, Coach, I queued in with an Iowa question as well, so I'll follow up by saying you guys asking, you played them pretty early in the year,
right.
Twice. What has changed maybe with your team since then, realizing you may have to keep an eye on Illinois and Minnesota as well, but knowing that Iowa might be there on Friday for you?
Right. yeah, we've shot the ball better, you know, here of late, and I think that's important. We still have the propensity to turn the ball over. And when we haven't turned the basketball over, we've been pretty effective. We've had a couple games in there where we've taken some bad shots too, and then our turnovers have been down. But then if you look at a box score, if you throw our bad shots on top of our turnovers, you know, those two things together we've done a better job with. You know, and Iowa's done a good job against us of turning us over. So it really, you know, is one of those things if we meet up again, you know, they understand that and we understand that. You know, it's just they need those turnovers to get them going. Not to say they can't score in the half court, because they can. They got a lot of weapons. But it just feels that, you know, everybody's trying to do something. You know, are you scoring in transition? Are you scoring off the glass? Or are you scoring off turnovers? You know, those three things. If you don't get any points there, you're going to struggle, because everything, you have to earn everything in the half court. So Iowa does a good job of, you know, getting extra possessions because they push it, extra possessions because they get on the glass, and then, you know, from their turnovers, we got to do a good job no matter who we're playing, but especially them, of just giving ourselves a shot getting a quality shot each time down.
Thanks for your time this morning, Coach. We'll see you in Indianapolis.
All right. Thank you.